The summer of 2021 is a very interesting summer. There's lots of things going on as we're slowly recovering, hopefully, from the pandemic. I know that I saw some posters go up and I saw some articles go up. The Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. I know that well because, as I say, I graduated Housatonic in 1971, and that is the year that the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance started. We have a couple of the members of Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance with us today. Jackie Rice. Jackie, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And Mike Brenner. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for having us.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, we'll start off and go over the basics very quickly about the 50th anniversary. It's going to be held August 21st from 11 till 3 at Trotta Field. There'll be free food, kids games, more. There's going to be a rain date of August 22nd, but there's also going to be presentations. We'll get back to more about the day. But I want to get back to the fact that this is a volunteer organization, and the reason that's so important nowadays, of course, is if you had to pay for a medical ambulance service around here, the cost would be prohibited. So all the volunteers that join and work there save the town and the taxpayers a lot of money. Mike, what brought you to become a member of Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance, and when did that happen?
Well, it happened back in 77. My family relocated from New Jersey to Connecticut in the late 60s. And when I got out of the service in 77, I came north to join the family and immediately got involved with the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service and the Lakeville Hose Company. I had done a four-year enlistment with the Coast Guard and did rescue work there, and it was kind of a natural progression.
All right. And Jackie, what about you? When did you volunteer, and what spurred you to do it?
In 1978, when I turned 18, my neighbors down the street on Woodland Drive, Michael and David Brenner, had already joined the ambulance squad the year before, and they encouraged me while I was in college to get my EMT and to join them on all the fun. And so that's what I did at school, and came back summers and volunteered summers, and then once I was back out of college and everything, join the ambulance full time.
Now, one of the interesting things about becoming a volunteer at Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance or any ambulance squad, but there's so many different things you can volunteer at. Who wants to address that? You know, there's lots of different ways that you can volunteer and help out. So, who wants to address that?
Well, you're right. We're not a typical ambulance service as maybe you see on TV or are familiar with from surrounding towns. We're unique unto ourselves that we do, we're very heavily involved in auto extrication and mountain rescue and water rescues. Got one of three mass casualty, units within the state of Connecticut. We specialize in doing things above and beyond the emergency medical service level as far as what you would consider like first aid and those kind of things.
I find it interesting because people, if they're listening, saying, "Well, geez, I don't know if I have the skills." Well, you can be a driver, you can be an EMR, you can be a medical technician, you can be
right.
A rescue. I think is one of the things that I think makes Salisbury so unique that really, if you want to volunteer, there's a way for you to volunteer, and there's no better way to volunteer than to help, of course, keeping your friends and neighbors healthy and happy. Now, is there any particular, Jackie, I'm going to go back to you, when you first joined, I mean, what were you doing when you first joined, and how did your growth in the organization happen over the course of the years?
When I first joined, as I said, I was in college.
Yep.
And took the class in college, and then mostly was here on weekends and summers. I had already worked for the town recreation department, so I'd had advanced first aid and all the swimming and lifeguarding skills. So that really helped on the water safety front because, you know, several of us have some specialized skills that are unique to Salisbury Ambulance because of our geography and topography. And so, you know, both of our parents encouraged us to get into community life because they were heavily involved in giving back to the community. And so it was instilled in both of us, in our families, to give back to the community by our parents who volunteered for a lot of different stuff in the town of Salisbury.
And Mike, it's the same thing for you. I mean, you came out of volunteer and rescue, and you're into it. Now, you both became officers of this company, right?
Oh, yeah. Over the years, the both of us held multiple positions down here, from first aid chief's jobs and rescue chief's jobs and chief and assistant chief. I mean, but right now, Jackie is the chief of service, and I'm the assistant chief of service. And there's been people in between, but as things get tighter and tighter, it seems like there's less and less of us, so...
Well, that's why I wanted to talk about volunteering. I mean, people can, if you don't have the technical knowledge of being an EMS or anything like that, drivers are a very important part of the service.
Oh, absolutely. Extremely. They're the most important person, believe it or not, because they've got everybody's life in their hands, including the patient and the crews when they're behind the wheel. So it's not, everybody just says, well, they're just a driver. Well, they're not just a driver. They're the most important person because they've got that responsibility to get us from point A to point B in the safest and quickest manner they can. So those people that do driving are also, because of insurance and OSHA and other regulations, required to do a lot of basic stuff, whether it be the AED or whether it be hazmat awareness or whether it be bloodborne and airborne, so we can keep them safe, especially with the pandemic going on.
CPR.
I mean, so there's a multitude of things that... the driving class by itself is fairly intense and mandated by the insurance company, and you know, we hopefully teach people to drive better than they were driving when they got here. So,
we're talking about the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance, and it's the 50th anniversary. Wow, 1971 to 2021. They're going to celebrate it on August 21st from 11 to 3 at Trotta Field. What's that day going to look like? Maybe get a little bit of information from both of you on that.
We've invited all of our public safety partners. We've invited the Lakeville Hose Company for a truck and display. We've invited the Connecticut State Police to possibly bring their seatbelt convincer and general information and safety stuff. We've invited the Visiting Nurses Association over to set up a display and talk to people. We've set up to do blood pressures and file of lives for those people who could use those, which are medical information. Info sheets that get stuck to your refrigerator. We're taking all of our equipment, including our 1963 Dodge Power Wagon, down to Trotta Field and set up and show everybody exactly what has been compiled over the last 50 years. So presentations and some VIPs to make some, I wouldn't call them speeches, but address the fact that we're 50 years old and still volunteering about 12:30.
You can come and see what the town of Salisbury has basically with our fundraising. We're not a line item on the town's budget. We are funded completely by the most generous people in the town of Salisbury, and those people who are not, who have ridden with us in one capacity or another. And so, you know, in that case, you could see what you bought us, basically.
Well, it's interesting because, really, in your founding charter, it said that you'll operate receiving 100% of funding from local businesses and citizens. And you do that, and you provide the services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I always try to get this across to the people that live in our area. What would the astronomical costs be if you folks didn't exist?
Well, first of all, we run 5 vehicles and 3 trailers. And if you went to a service, just an EMS service, and you had a contract out, you'd get 1 vehicle and 2 people. We've had calls where we've had as many as 15, 18, 20 people out, depending on the nature of the call. And we've done 5 or 6 or 7 calls all at the same time over the years and had every vehicle that we own out of it. So, I mean, you immediately downsize the capability of the services rendered. If you the volunteers went completely away and the town then owns the responsibility for providing for the citizenship, and that contractually, as it's happened around, especially across the New York state, is reduced, like I said, services rendered, because they've got an ambulance, one, and two people. So, and phenomenal financial costs.
Well, just for people to understand, when you have to replace an ambulance and get a new ambulance, I think people would be shocked when they hear how much it costs.
Someplace between about $200,000 and $300,000.
Absolutely amazing. Now, when you guys first joined, how many people were volunteering and actually being at the ambulance service?
When we joined or now?
When we joined. We'll get to now in a few minutes. But when you guys joined over the years?
60? Yeah, probably right around 60 or so. And we have about 41 people on our roster.
Now.
And you can always use more, obviously, because it gets smaller and smaller. And your job actually gets bigger and bigger, it seems, each year. It's a 12-month-a-year job between winter rescues, summer rescues, and just the normal calls that you get out for ambulance calls.
Yes, and every year that goes by and everything that gets added to the security of the United States through Homeland Security and through other agencies, the burden then gets passed along to the EMS and the fire people. So every year it seems like there's another requirement to learn something else.
Right.
Well, you know, once again, for people listening, the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance is going to have their 50th anniversary, 1971 to 2021. It's coming up August 21st from 11 to 3 at, of course, Trotta Field. The public is invited to attend, to partake, and not only enjoy the day, but find out more. I mean, you both obviously know this because of the pandemic. We have lots of new residents that have moved into our area, and this would be a great time for those residents that have moved into the area to find out more, not only about what you do, but how they could possibly help you out.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
We'll have a table set up with information about the service, but also for people who might be interested, so that we can talk to them and see about bringing them on board.
Well, we also have a full board of directors, board of trustees, where people can volunteer on that part of service also. And that's mostly for fundraising and our financial situation.
Well, if people want more information, your website is salisburyambulance.org, and when you're there, you can make donations, you can find about members of the organization and more. You also have a Facebook page, but I think the best way to people to find out more about you and help you out is to show up, and to show up on August 21st at Trotta Field in between 11 and 3. I want to thank you both, because you've hauled my sorry-ass body a couple of times from my house to Sharon Hospital. And I remember one particular night, it was muddy out, it was the springtime, and it was an all-female crew that had to get a 370-pound man through mud and into the ambulance and to the hospital safely. And yeah. I remember that like it was yesterday, and you all do just an amazing job.
Thank you
very much.